Money from the federal government's new $320 million drought assistance package. It's yet to flow through to drought-affected Queensland farmers. 3 weeks on from the Prime Minister's funding announcement, details are still being finalised between the Commonwealth and state governments. The Queensland Agriculture Minister, John McVay, sat down in the Country Hour studio earlier today to talk through some of the issues. He says he wants to see an agreement sooner rather than later.
Barnaby Joyce wrote to me just late last week. I received that letter on my desk on Monday of this week. I wrote back to him yesterday, so I turned that around within a day to say that we're ready, willing and able to go here in Queensland through QRA, and I've asked him further questions about the pest management and certainly the mental health components of the package that he's announced as well.
Is there a frustration that the federal government came out a couple of weeks ago and yet we're a few weeks down the path and still don't have some of that money flowing to the people who need it most?
Well, I certainly want to see the details sooner rather than later. It's an enormous package that Barnaby Joyce has announced just 3 weeks ago. I think it was on about the 26th of February. I had my offices in Canberra within days of that announcement, starting the process of looking at all the detail and how we get the money out, etc., particularly focusing on some of those viability issues, keeping in mind that what he's announced now is specifically a drought concessional loan package versus the farm finance, essentially refinance. Financing package last year.
Let's just talk about the details of that, because up until now, these concessional loans have been about restructuring debt. Not new debt, restructuring your current commercial debt that you may have with a bank. This new package is going to differ to that. How?
Well, obviously we're still waiting on some of the final details out of Canberra, but essentially the message from there is that this is about drought concessional loans. So certainly being able to take on restructured debt is still a component of that if people want to do, keeping in mind it's a 4% offer rather than the existing loan program of 4.5%. Mm-hmm. It's also about very much recovery on properties, whether that's working on infrastructure, whether that's particularly restocking, those sorts of issues about getting businesses back on track as they crawl out of the drought once the rain arrives.
How important is it to streamline the process to make it as easy as possible for producers to access?
That's absolutely essential. The concessional loans are just that, concessional loans.
But do you acknowledge that there have been some issues with the process side of things, that the feedback you've been receiving from graziers is that it has been overly onerous?
Certainly there's a paperwork component, and I've heard Barnaby Joyce say himself that you do need to have some governance in the system. You can't just, I think were his words, throw money around willy-nilly from memory. So these are taxpayers' dollars at the end of the day. We do need to have a process in place, just as banks do, just as any other loan provider does. But do we need to restructure that, make it as simple as possible, as straightforward as possible, and quick as possible? You bet we do.
Mr. McVay, do you have any figures at the moment on the number of concessional loans that have been approved through QRA up until this point? I know we're in the second round of applications as we speak.
That's right. Well, the first round was $20 million. That's been basically fully subscribed. The second round of $30 million that Barnaby Joyce brought back to the table again. Thus far, we've dealt with 32 applications that have been received. 9 of those have been approved to the tune of almost $8 million. 15 are currently in the process of assessment, and basically that means that 8 have not been approved. Those 8 have been because either they were not from farming businesses, so they weren't eligible in the first place, they weren't viable under the federal government's viability arrangements, or in fact in some cases they were too viable. In other words, they were assessed independently as being able to get by without it.
And John McVay, what about the role of the banks? I know that if someone goes to QRA, their concessional loan application is successful, QRA want to hold first security over the mortgage. That means the commercial lender, who may still have the majority of the debt, is in second fiddle to QRA, and that some of them aren't that keen to have that scenario. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, certainly the farm finance loans are all about working with the banks. You know, it's a package there to work alongside the banks. Look, I've met with a number of the leaders of the banks, at least at a state level. I know personally many regional bank managers, some area bank managers, some state bank managers from an agribusiness perspective, and they are all people for whom I've got a very high regard.
So you're happy with the level of cooperation between the banks and the likes of QRA as it currently stands?
To the extent that I can be happy, I am, and I say that on the basis that, you know, I can't get into the books of every individual grazier or farmer's relationship with their own bank manager. I hear from the Australian Bankers Association across the country they're reasonably happy with farm debt at present. There are some hot spots. In contrast to that, as I travel the state, I certainly hear some local producers saying that they are quite concerned about their relationship with the banks. So I certainly call on all banks to take a balanced and reasonable view towards this. They've got an exposure, individual producers have got an exposure. The state, given that we depend on agriculture so much, has got an exposure at the moment too. So we all need to work through this together. Everyone needs to take a fair and reasonable approach. That's all I ask for.
John McVeigh, my guest on the Country Hour. Also, as part of the federal government's assistance, is further income support with a net asset test, and I say net asset test, of $2.55 million. So that has to take into account your market value of your property, but also the fact of the debt that is hanging over that asset as well. I want to play you, Minister, some comments from Tess Pemble from Prairie, who perhaps encapsulates a lot of the feeling around Queensland at the moment. Just have a listen.
The drought assistance package that has been so well advertised that everyone thought that we might be able to get some help out of it, because previously we haven't bothered to put in for anything because of the paperwork and the little bit of money that you get back, it's really, you know, more of an insult than anything else. So we thought we'd have a look and see if we could get anything out of this. And your assets have to be under $2.5 million. That basically, if you draw a circle around Charters Towers, between 15 and 20 km out of Charters Towers, that's basically everyone. Sort of seems to be, you know, 1,000 acres, 2,000 acres maximum. And then only people who've got other jobs and other income as well. It's not their livelihood. Whereas the larger places, the larger properties, that this is their only income, are not going to get any help.
Tess Pemble from Prairie speaking there. Minister, your advice to a landholder like Ms. Pemble, who you heard there, and her concerns, what would you say?
Well, the first thing, Craig, is to please not self-assess. Make sure you're talking to my department, for example, the Queensland Department of Agriculture. Call 1325 23, get on the website, talk to local officers, and make sure you've got all of the detail. Keeping in mind the drought concessional loan package announced by the federal government just 3 weeks ago is something that we're waiting on the final detail on. And of course, my understanding is that the assets test, if you like, doesn't include the primary place of residence.
So you think that the $2.55 million as a net asset test, is that generous enough in your mind, John McVeigh? How many producers, if you know, could pluck a percentage out of your head, do you think that would actually apply to and they would be able to access that money?
Well, given that from a state perspective, we've now declared 80% of the state, so we're talking now graziers, grain growers, we're talking horticultural producers, tree crops, you name it. I don't want to pluck a figure out of my head. Certainly there are some operations that will be not sufficient level for, no doubt about that. I guess the hard balance that the federal government's got to strike is a reasonable position right across not only Queensland, particularly New South Wales, but other areas such as the West Australian Grain Belt, for example, where times are tough, to spread the available dollars across as many people as possible.